Today's daf is Zvachim daf Tzadi Beis. We left off in daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. We are up to Amar Shmuel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Last one line is Mevi. We are up to Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Hamisnadev Yayin, Mevi Umizalfal Gabe Yishim. If a person is Misnadev wine to the base of Migdash, so he brings it in, sprinkles it on the fire. So says Gemara, my taima. What's the reason he sprinkles it on the fire? Typically, when you bring wine on the Mizbeach, it's not brought on the fire. You spill it into the cups attached to the top of the Mizbeach. So why is it Mizalfal Gabe Yishim? So Amar Kra, why Dafka by an Dava, is it mezalfal gabei ishim? Do you sprinkle it on the fire? Amakra v'yayin takriv l'naseich chatiyahin ishei reich nichoach l'Hashem. Now we darsh in the pasuk, so Rashi points out alma yesh yayin shul ishim. Pasuk is clearly referring to yayin that's ishei reich nichoach l'Hashem that goes up on the fire. So what's the wine that goes on the fire? Ve'ezeh what wine is this? Says Rashi, ze yayin habab b'fnei atzmo. It has to be wine that comes on its own. Dilu habab glal zevach, because wine that comes as nesachim that accompanies a karban, k'siv haseich nesach shechar, lashon tzviya, lashon shichrus, sheinir al gabei mizbeach k'shapokin esashisin, k'amrim mesach sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah derives how that's something that appears on the mizbeach when they close up the shisin, because it would back up. It's not something that's burnt on a fire where it would completely dry up and disappear. So dafka, when the pasuk says that you're putting it on the fire, it must be referring to wine that is not nesachim brought along with a carbon, but rather wine that's brought b'fnei atzmo. When is wine ever brought b'fnei atzmo? So the only example is that wine is wine that's brought as a nedava. So the Mikdash David has the following chakira. It's an unusual circumstance. It's wine, so it's material that's nesachim, that's normally nesachim, but it's put on the fire, which is normally what's done with the zevach. It's normally what's done with the carbon. It's not normally what's done with nesachim. So he has the following chakira. Is the ziluf of the yayin on the fire, does that have a din of haktara? Is that a kium of haktara? Or does that have a din of nisuch? When you're misnadiva to bring wine, the Torah is megale ishe reich nichoach. So what is the Torah being megale? That this nisuch is different than every other nisuch, whereas every other nisuch is not on a fire, this nisuch is on a fire? Or is the Torah being megale to me that this is not nisuch at all? That instead of nisuch, that this is in fact... But this is in fact a haktara. L'maynaf kamina, what you call it? You call it whatever you want to call it. What difference does it make if it's a nisuch or a haktara? So he has several nafkaminas, some of which I actually understand. One of the nafkaminas he says is, what about the isser of zarus, or the isser of halah b'chutz, the isser of a non-kohen, or the isser of doing it outside? If it has the din of haktara, so the shear to be chayiv would be kazayis. Whereas if it has a din of nisuch, the shear to be chayiv, if a non-kohen does it, or if you do it b'chutz, would be three lugin, right? So that would be one nafkamina. The shear when it comes to various psulim. Another nafkamina doesn't need a klishares. Haktaras kasher even in a klichol, whereas nisuch would not be. Nisuch would be klishares. Another nafkamina, would you need to be mezalef on the maracha gadola dafka, like all other haktaros, or it's a din of nisuch, but it's just a nisuch that involves burning, so it could be not lav dafka on the maracha gadola. There were several fires on top of the mizbech, could be on one of the other fires as well. So he has several nafkaminas in terms of this chakira, what the din is, but either way, the din is when you misnadiv yayin, that it goes on the fire rather than just being poured on the mizbech. So frek the gemara, but wait a second, how can you put it on the fire? Aren't you being mechabe the fire, and you're not allowed to be mechabe the fire that's on the mizbeach? It's a mitzvah in the Torah. You're not allowed to be mechabe the mizbeach. So it says Gemara, kiboy b'mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah actually to keep it going. So kiboy b'mitzvah lo shmei kiboy. So Gemara says no, it's only a partial kiboy. The iser of being mechabe is only when you're mechabe it entirely. But partially is not a problem, as Rashi explains. The way the Torah phrases it, the lo kapit kra ela aish tamid tu kad al mizbeach. The Torah says, Parshat Tzav, the aish tamid tu kad al mizbeach, that the fire fire has to be constant on the Mizbeach. So when you only knock out part of the fire is still constantly burning on the Mizbeach. Mm-hmm. So Kiboy b'mikzos lo shmei Kiboy. Very important not to take that phrase out of context. In Hilcha Shabbos, we very clearly paskin Kiboy b'mikzos is shmei Kiboy. When it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, it's just being mechabe anything is the violation. Over here, it's not about being mechabe as much as it is about keeping the fire going. So that's why you could say Kiboy b'mikzos is lo shmei kiboy. So frankly, Gemara, Eini, is that really so? The kiboy b'mikzos lo shmei kiboy. Vamrav Nachman Amrav Baravua Hamorid gacheles me'al gavi ha-mizbeach the kiba chayiv. If you take one coal off of the mizbeach and you mechave it in that way, so you're going to be chayiv. It's only one coal, and there's a lot burning on the mizbeach. So why you chayiv? Isn't that only a case of kiboy b'mikzos? Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, Deleka Elahai. Who said there are more coals? Maybe that was the last one. It was the only thing burning, and you remove that from the Mizbeach, so that would be a violation, because you no longer have Eish Tamid Tukan al Mizbeach. You no longer have any fire burning on the Mizbeach. That's one answer. Ibai Sema, another possible answer. Kiboy de mitzvah shiny. That when it's a kiboy of a mitzvah, then it's going to be different. Meaning, what the Gemara is trying to say is, according to the Sibay Seima, kiboy b'miktsas is shma kiboy. That even partial kiboy of the fire on the mizbech is in fact a violation. It is aser. Why then are you allowed to sprinkle the wine on the ishim, on the fire, when you're misnadev yayin? Because it's for a mitzvah. And for the sake of a mitzvah, kibud the mitzvah is okay. And that's why the Rambam's psak is not difficult. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tumim Musaf in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the Rambam paskins that kiboy b'miksas is shma kiboy and it's aser to be mechabe b'miksas. Yet obviously he holds that yayin that's misnadev you would sprinkle on the mizbeach. So how does he hold both? He holds like this second day that kiboy b'miksas is in fact shma kiboy, but for the sake of a mitzvah it's okay. The Arsameach is a beautiful biur. He says even though kiboy b'miksas shma kiboy, that's only in terms of the violation of the lav of lo sechabeh. But when it comes to kiboy b'miksas, it's not a violation of the assay of a eish al mizbeach tukadbo. Meaning the point is, we said before, what's the svarit say kiboy b'miksas lo shma kiboy is not called being mechabeh? Because the Torah is insistent on the fire remaining constantly. When you're only mechabeh b'miksas, there is a fire that remains constantly. So what happens to that svara when you say kiboy b'miksas is shma kiboy? So the answer is, that svara stays. It's true. In regards to that pasuk, of eish tamid tukad al mizbeach, you have not violated that pasuk when you did kiboy b'miksas. Problem is, there's another pasuk. Pasuk says lo sechabeh. So pasuk of lo sechabeh, that you violated when you do kiboy b'miksas. The dea that holds kiboy b'miksas lo shma kiboy holds that the two are related. When do you violate lo sechabeh? When you also violate the assay of Eish Tamid. But the day, this second day over here that holds Kibbuy Mixos is Shema Kibbuy, will say that it's only a violation of the Los Assay, not a violation of the assay. Says the Arsameach, now I understand why Kibbuy de Mitzvah is Mutter when it's a Kibbuy B'miktsas. Kibbuy de Mitzvah is going to be Mutter when it's Kibbuy de Mixos. Why? Because Kibbuy de Mixos as it is only a Los Assay. Kibbuy de Mitzvah means that you have an assay to do. So we apply the very basic rule, assay docha, los assay. That's it. You left only with had kiboy de mixas been called kiboy both from the assay side and the los assay side, then kiboy de mitzvah would never be an exception. Because I ain't assay docha los assay ve'assay. But since kiboy de mixas is only a problem in terms of the los assay, so when it's a mitzvah, the assay is docha, that los assay, and therefore it becomes mutter. That's the Arsameach's chiddush, and he says that's why the Gemara has it as the Ibai Seima, meaning that it's two deos, that not everyone agrees to this. Because the first teretz, what's wrong with the lavdus? Why would the first teretz not agree? It says because The first Tarz isn't going to agree because the Gemara is going to hold that there are those, the Gemara is going to say later on that there are those deos that hold that by, in Mikdash we don't say Asei Docholos Asei. So if you're going to say in Mikdash we don't say Asei Docholos Asei, so then you're going to say Kibbutz Mikdas, even B'makom Mitzvah, if you hold Kibbutz Mikdas is a problem, then it's going to be a problem even B'makom Mitzvah, even though it would only be a violation of Alos Asei, and the Mitzvah is an Asei. Okay, says the Gemara, Viter. Tashma. So the Gemara tries to bring a Raya. Tashma, the Tanu Rav Lozer ben Yaakov, Klapi Shenasin Torah, Litrom, Yachol Yechaba V'Yitrom, since the Torah says that you should take a Trumas Hadashen, meaning the Torah says that you should take off from the pile, take some ashes off to do the Trumas Hadashen, so you might think that if it's still burning a little bit, you should be Mechabe, you should extinguish whatever's there, so that you can be Torim, so that you can take a Trumas Hadashen, Amrit Lo Yechabe, that's why the Pasuk says, Lo Yechabe. Point is, we see from here, even though it's a kibbutz of a mitzvah, it's still aser. It's kibbutz de mitzvah, kibbutz de mitzvah, and bottom line is it's still aser. So isn't that a kasha on the day that we just said, that if it's kibbutz de mitzvah, it's okay? So says the Gemara, no, shiny hasam, efshar de yasev v'natar. Now over there, within the world of Asei Docholos Asei, if it's efshar l'kayim shnehem, if you're able to do both, so you have to try to fulfill both. So over there, it's possible to do both. Just be patient, wait a little bit, and ultimately, some of the fire will go down, and it will be left as just ashes, and you won't need to be mechabe in order to take off the Trumas Hadashen. Again, in light of the Arsamech's explanation of the Gemara, it fits in very nicely. It's an issue of whether it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, so by Asei Docholos Asei, we're not going to apply it if it's possible to do both. Okay, Tashma. Yayin Kedivri Rabbi Akiva L'Safalim. Shemen Kedivri Rabbi Tarfon L'Ishim. Wine, according to Rabbi Akiva, goes into the Safalim, goes into the little cups on the Mizbeach. Shemen goes into the Ishim. So that's a raya right there, that the wine apparently does not go in the Ishim. Against what we started with today, that Shmuel holds that Misnadiv Yayin, you put it on the Ishim. Va'otanya, plus we have another brisa, Yayin Nesach L'Safalim O'einu El L'Ishim. So should it go into the Safalim or should it go into the fire? Amrit Lo Yechabeh. Pasuk says Lo Yechabeh. So therefore it must be that it doesn't go into the fire. So bottom line, we see that against Shmuel's very din that the wine has to go on the fire. So says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. Harabi Yehuda, Harabi Shimon. We know that there's a well-known machlokas throughout Shas in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, certainly in Hilchos Shabbos, question of the extent to which it applies outside of Hilchos Shabbos, about Davar Sheina Miskavein. Is a Davar Sheina Miskavein mutter, or is a Davar Sheina Miskavein aser? So says Rashi, Harabi Yehuda, Davar Sheina Miskavein aser, Havilos Chabeh, Afilu B'lo Miskavein. Even when you're not having Kavana to be Mechabeh, you're sprinkling a little wine on the fire, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Sheina Miskavein is aser. And therefore, it's going to be a violation. Hilkach akalei l'mashmuusei, and therefore he has to take the pasuk of Ishei l'midrashay nachas ruach ulefanai ki ishim. He has to take the pasuk that indicates that you take wine and you put it on fire and say, no, it can't mean you put wine on fire because that would be usher. It's a violation of being mechabe the yesh. I davar shein miskavin. I hold davar shein miskavin as usher. So he has to come up with some other fancy drasha of what the Torah means when it says fire. It's like fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it like fire. Something like that. But Rabbi Yehuda won't be able to learn that you're actually sprinkling the wine on the fire. But HaRabbi Shimon, Shmuel, whose Shita was the one we've been discussing the whole time, that says that when you misnadev yayin, you do put it on the fire, holds like Rabbi Shimon, because since it's you're not having kavana to be mechaba, it's not a violation. Davar Shein Miskavein is mutter. Frekt Rashi, two lines from the bottom. Vim Tomar Psik Reishiv Lo Yamashu. How could you say that Shmuel, that Rabbi Shimon would hold putting Yayin on the Ishim is okay because it's Davar Shein Miskavein? Isn't it by definition when you put wine on the Ishim that that's how you extinguish fire by putting liquid on it? So isn't that Psik Reishiv Lo Yamashu? Isn't that a Psik Reishiv definite result that's going to occur is going to be a Ksas Kibui? So says Gemara Efshar Demazif Le Betipin Dakos Maod. It could be that you're going to use very, very tiny drops. Hilkach, Inami, Mechabe, Betipim, Gasos, Davar Shem, Miskavenu. And therefore, even if a couple of those drops combine, or you accidentally drip a little bit too large, or something like that, it would still be a Davar Shem, Miskavenu, because it's not a Psik Reshe, since it's possible to do it with very small drops. This Rashi has caused a lot of discussion. What is Rashi? I would have said, you're going to use very small drops, and therefore, that's not going to be Mechabe. Why then, if you use large drops, does it not make it a Psik Reshe? Every time you use large drops, it's going to be mechabe, right? And Rashi says, since it's possible to do it with small drops, if you then use large drops, it's not a psik reshe. They're two totally different actions. What do you mean? How can you say it's not? If I open up the door of my refrigerator when the light is off, the light doesn't turn on. When the light bulb is unscrewed, the light doesn't turn on. So therefore, I can open up the door of my fridge even when the light bulb is screwed in. What do you mean? That's a psik reshe. That's going to lead the light to turn on. What exactly Rashi means is the source of a lot of discussion. This kasha, though, that Rashi asks, that isn't it a psik reshe? This is the primary raya of the Aruch in his famous Shita in Tosfos and Maseches Ksubos at the beginning of Maseches Ksubos, where the Aruch holds that a psik reshe de lo nichle is mutter, that when the psik reshe is something that you're not interested in, so then it's going to be mutter. It's not considered bichlal psik reshe. So even though the Aruch would answer this kasha of Rashi as follows, even though you're mezalif yayin al gabei the ishim, and that's definitely going to cause some sort of kibui, it's not aser because you're not interested in being mechabed the mizbeach. That's not at all your interest. You don't want to be mechabed the mizbeach. So it's psik reshe to lo nichalei. There is a third shita, the Mari Korkus, in explaining the Rambam in Ma'aser Kabanos Perek Tazayin Alach Yudalid, writes that the Gemara over here must have been talking about before we knew that Rabbi Shimon holds Psik Reshe as Aser. That the Gemara, when it says, oh, according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be Mutter, must be before we were aware of the fact that Rabbi Shimon is Modeb Psik Reshe, that it's Aser. But once we know that Rabbi Shimon is Modeb Psik Reshe, then Enoch Inami, you would not be allowed to be Mezalev Yayin al Gabei Ishim. You would not be able to put wine on the fire. Where does he get this from? He says, because the Rambam paskels like Rabbi Shimon that a Davar Shein Miskaven is Aser, is Mutter. He paskels like Rabbi Shimon Davar Shein Miskaven is mutter, and yet at the same time he paskins that if you're misnadiv yayin, you cannot be mezalif it on the al-gabi ishim, you have to pour it into the sefalim against Shmuel. Well, we said that if you're going to paskin that davar shein miskaven is mutter, then you would paskin like Shmuel, then you should take the pasuk kipshuto that it says put it on fire, and actually you're allowed to put it on the fire. Why would the Rambam split his psak? Because the Rambam holds this gemara shalok halacha. This gemara is before we fully understood the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Once we understand that Rabbi Shimon holds psak, it's a disproof of Shmuel, and Shmuel's opinion is rejected. That's how he explains the Rambam. Other Achronim are not so convinced at all that that's what the Rambam's saying, but that's how he explains it. So says Gemara, "L'meimru de Shmuel k'Rabbi Shimon sfirlei." Do you mean to tell me Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon that a davar shein miskaven is mutter? V'amr Shmuel, but Shmuel tells us the following din that seems against Rabbi Shimon. Mechaben gachel shal latachs brishus rab mishul shliuzuk barabim. Let's say you have a coal of metal which isn't really burning because metal doesn't burn; it's just really hot. So you're allowed to be mechabe that in order that people shouldn't hurt themselves if it's out in rishus rabim, because it's only in isur rabbanan of mechabe. In that case, because metal, you can't be mechabe; it's not really ever a mamish of fire. So in order to save to hezek rabim, the rabbanan were not goes to b'chei gavna. Aval, here's the important part for us: lo gachel shel eitz. You're not allowed to be mechabe a coal of wood. You're not allowed to be mechabe gachel shalait. V'yisal kadai tok Rabbi Shimon svirulei afilu gachel shalait nami. But if you want to say that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, why can't you be mechabe gachel shalait? So why would you be allowed to be mechabe? That's not a davar shein miskaven. It's definitely miskaven when you're being mechabe the gachel, so to protect people, you're definitely miskaven. No, but says Rashi, the point is, it's clear in the Gemara, what we mean over here is that it's granted. We're not talking about that Shmuel's holding against Rabbi Shimon and davar shein miskaven discussion. In the discussion of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, there's a separate machlokas when it comes to Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Rabbi Shimon holds Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is pater, and therefore this would definitely be Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. You're being mechabe just to protect the people from getting damaged. That would be Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, or Rashi's definition of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, different than Tosfos. Right? Tosfos understands Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is anything that you're doing for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Right? If you If you dig a hole, and you only need the dirt. So that's Machshein Srich Lugufa, because you're not interested in the hole, you're doing it for the dirt rather than for the hole. Rashi's definition of Machshein Srich Lugufa, though, is different. Rashi says Machshein Srich Lugufa is that you wish you didn't have to do this. You wish you weren't in a situation where you would even have to do this in the first place. So you don't want the whole matzav to be there in the first place. So over here, that's certainly the case, Rashi says, because Halavai Shelo Ba'olav, Halavai that you wouldn't have had this gachelas to have to deal with. So don't you see over here that Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon on Lachshin Srich Lagufa? So how can you say that Shmuel does hold like Rabbi Shimon on Davarshin Miskavin? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? B'davarshin Miskavin, Savalok Rabbi Shimon, Lachshin Srich Lagufa, Savalok Rabbi Yehuda. They're two totally separate issues. It's not like you have to pick one rabbi, that Shmuel had to pick one Tana and follow every single Shita of that Tana. Shmuel had a right to Paskin like Rabbi Shimon in one place, and like Rabbi Yehuda in another place. And that's what Shmuel was doing. It happens to be, that's the Rambam's Psak. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Shimon in Davarshin Miskavin, and Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in Lachshin Srich Lagufa. Right? That's why, so the Rambam essentially Paskins like Shmuel. That's exactly what Shmuel was doing. Difficult to understand what the Havamina of the Gemara was. How are you going to ask on Shmuel Shita about Davarshin Miskavin based on a Shita about Melachshin Srich Lagufa? Tosos raised the problem. Tos Tema Hechis Al Gdaitach the Davarshin Miskavin Shavalin Srich Lagufa. Ma Inyan Zelazeh. What does one got to do with the other? What does one issue have to do with the other? So what we have to say is that it has some connection through Melachas Machsheves, that since both are concepts within the world of Melachas Machsheves, about what level of kavana, intention, focus you need to have in order to be in violation of a Melacha on Shabbos, so maybe there's an underlying assumption that the two would be related to each other. Okay, Amar Rav Huna, Nesachim Shenitmu, Osa Lehen Ma'aracha B'fnei Atzma, new issue. Let's say you have Nesachim that became Tamei. So how do you get rid of Nesachim that became Tamei? You should make for them their own fire, V'sarfon, and burn them in their own fire. V'shem Shenemar B'kodesh Be'esh Tisarev. It says B'kodesh Be'esh Tisarev, so you burn them in their own fire. If you look at Rashi, so Rashi has a couple of interesting comments. Rashi says, Ma'aracha al haritzba ba'azara. First of all, where is this Ma'aracha? It's stafk on the floor of the Azara, nowhere else. Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam writes that you burn it on the Mizbeach, not on the ritzpah of the Azara. Let's see Rashi a little bit weiter. Not only on the ritzpah of the Azara, v'lo yetzia l'chutz, you can't bring it outside of the Azara. Yishum shenemar v'kodesh b'esh tisarev, perak sheni d'psachim, tashin and ha'ikrav v'kol chatas asher yuva, u'marbin v'nei kol psulei kachim shem chitzasu b'azara. Any psulei kachim can't go outside of the Azara. Shem nisrafim b'azara need to be burnt in the Azara. K'dichsiv v'kodesh l'sachal b'esh tisarev. Frekt Rashi, though, that I get, that it can't go outside of the Azara, it's psulei kodesh. But here's my problem. V'tamiyani, lama sarfam la'atzman v'enu sarfam beis hadeshen. Why would you burn them on their own fire and not just burn them where you burn all the other psulei hamikdashin? By the beis hadeshen, shayiba azara, shabbos sarfam, psulei kachi kachim, where you burn all the other psulei kachi kachim in the azara. So he says, v'nir be'enai shuhu davar lach, sarfam li'atzman, shetei shreifasan nikeres li'atzman. Shema yisarfam imbasar, ein yikarn shara ein ben mamish. Something that's wet, wine, a liquid, it's not going to be nicker that you're really burning it if it's being burnt along with other things. The only way to draw attention to the fact that you are burning it is by burning it on its own. So that's how Rashi understands. That's why it needs to be Nisraf Bifnei Atzmo. According to the Rambam, that you burn it not on the Ritzpah Sazara, but you burn it on not on the Ritzpah Sazara, but on the Mizbeach itself. So the Divrei Yaakov says, according to the Rambam, we have another explanation of why you have to make a Ma'aracha B'fnei Atzma, and you don't just burn it by the Ma'aracha Seisha on the Mizbeach, because we learned earlier that in Misnadiv Yayin, you're Menaschel Ve'inu Mizalfal Gabi Yishim, that you pour it and you don't put it on the fire, because if you're Mizalfal Gabi Yishim, it's going to be kiboy, right? The Rambam paskins that it's a problem of being mechabe when you're mizalfal gabi yishim. So you could say that that's why it's also to be soreif on the ma'arecha seish al mizbeach, because you're going to be mechabe. Back to that discussion we just had, and that's the juxtaposition over here, that it's going to be a problem of mechabe if you were to burn it on, if you hold you need to burn it on the mizbeach, so you have to make its own fire, because to burn it on the big fire in the mizbeach is an iser. You're not allowed to be mechabe that fire. If you hold like Rashi that it's burnt off of the mizbeach, so then Rashi's bothered Shalta by the Kasha. Why do I have to make my own fire? And he comes up with this whole vart of nicker. But you don't need that whole vart if you hold like the Rambam that the burning has to be on the fire. The in Maseches Tzemura, Daflam Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah goes through a list of nisrafin, of things that need to be burnt. Chametz bePesach, Yisarev, Truma Tmeya. Then it says Orla and Kilei Kerem, that which is dark o Lisrof Yisrof, that which is dark o Lihikaver Yikaver. That which is normal to burn, you burn. That which is normal to be buried, you bury. And Rashi says, what does it mean, darkon? So he says that by Orla and Kilei Kerem, if it's Ochlin Yisrofu, if it's Mashkin Yikberu, that liquids you never burn. It's not dark o Lisrof Mashkin. That's how Rashi says over there in Maseches Tmura. So asks the Rashash over there, why is Shreif HaSol and Kilei Kerem different in the sense that we say that any mashke is called not royal Shreifa, yet when it comes to Shreifa's kachim that are possible, mashkin are also mitzvasim to Shreifa. Apparently it is dark only sarif when it comes to kachim, that even mashke we burn. So the Brisk Rav explains that you have to say that the din of Shreifa's kachim sulim is different than the din of Isurei Hana. The din of Shreifa that's said by kachim sulim is a kium of Shreifa like Haktaras Ksherim. It's a kium of Haktara. The din of Shreifa by Isurei Hana is a din of Ibud. It's a din of destroying it. By Mashkin, the best way of being Ma'abed Mashkim is by Kvura, where it will just get absorbed into the ground and it will be gone. That's more of an Ibud than burning is, because by burning, it's not that you're destroying it, it just evaporates. Whereas by Kvura, it's more of a direct Ibud. But by Shreifa's Kadshim, it's a din in Haktara. So din in Haktara, obviously, fire would be the normal way and the only way to do Aktara. Tani Nami Achi, back in the Gemara, Hadama Hashem Ram Menachos V'Nesachim Shenitmu Oslam Arach B'Fnei Atzmon. So we have a brisa that says explicitly that Nesachim that became Tami, you make their own fire for them and you burn them. Amar L'Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdata Aisili Be'asara Ve'im Alach Kamayu. He says, get me a minion of 10 people so I can tell you a halacha in front of them, and that is Nesachim Shenitmu Oslam Arach B'Fnei Atzmon V'Sarfan. That if Nesachim become Tami, make for themselves their own fire and burn them that way. So he was obviously very interested, very excited about this halacha. He thought he needed a minion to dash in this halacha so that everyone could go spread the word what a gvaldik halacha this was. Okay, Hadron Lachalatadir, that is Parakalatadir. As we said, each of these prakim that we go through at the end of the Masechta has its own topic. So we just finished the parak that's about the topic of prioritizing different karbonos and different parts of karbonos. Now, the next parak, Tam Chatos, is going to relate to the mitzvah or the requirement of being mechabes begadim. The Torah says, "Vasher yazim idam ala beged, asher yazim lov techabes b'makom kadosh." The pasuk tells us a halacha that's specific to a korban chatos does not apply to any other korban, and that is that if some of the blood of a korban chatos splashes onto the big day kahuna, it's a mitzvah to be mechabes that beged, to wash that beged dafka in the azara, and to remove the Dam Dafka Niyazara. This is only if it's nitas from the Dam Achatas at the time that the Dam was already niskabel b'klisharis. It already has been received, caught in a klisharis, and is still ra'ui lahaza'a, is still ra'ui to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. But let's say the dam goes straight from the neck of the animal directly onto the beged, so it was never in the skablin of klisharis. Or let's say you already were put it on the mizbeach, and somehow it splashes off of the mizbeach after the zrika was already done, then there's no din of kibbutz begadim. Not only that, after you've given after you've done some of the matnas dam in the mizbeach, but you haven't finished all arba hamatanos of the dam chatos, all four matnas dam of the dam chatos, if at that point some of the dam that's in the klis splashes on the beged, it would require kibbutz. That is still included in that window of time that you require kibbutz. It's only once you finish all four matnos dam that it's not going to require kibbutz anymore. Later on, the Gemara is going to have a suffix. Rava is going to raise a suffix in about a week from now, whether the chiyuv kibbutz of a beged is because of negias dam achatos bebeged, it's because dam achatos touched the beged, or is it because blias dam achatos bebeged? Beged. The dam chatos became absorbed in the beged. What if the begadim were made? Well, you don't get to choose what material the begadim were made out of. But let's say were made out of like those nice Shabbos tablecloths that if something spills and whoop, you just could wipe it right up. So it never becomes balua. That obviously would be enough kamina, but big dekuna aren't made. create out of that. So the nafkamina the Gemara gives is if the beged is already saturated with other liquids, so it can't absorb any more, and then dam goes on the beged. Is there still a mitzvah of kibus, or is there no mitzvah of kibus? Rava's maskana is that it's a din bliya, not a din negiya. But that's what this parak is about. So says the Mishnah, dam chata shenitas al beged. If you have dam chatas and sprinkles on the beged, hareze taught in kibus. You need to do a kibus begadim. Afal pishen akasam adaber. Even though the pasuk is only talking about those karbanos that could get eaten, shnebra b'makom kodesh tochal. Truth is, dam chatas doesn't matter whether it's chatas achitzona, which gets eaten, or chatas apnimi, which doesn't get eaten. It doesn't make a difference. Either way, we're going to have a requirement of kibus. Shenemar toras achatas. Pasuk says toras achatas, that's a special ribui, to tell me that the mitzvah of kibus applies to all kinds of chatos. Torah achas l'kala chatos, for all kinds of chatos. Chatas psula ain't damatan kibus, but if the chatas is pasul, then the blood does not require kibus. Bein shayis alashas Bein shahaisalah shasa kosher, bein shalo haisalah shasa kosher. Whether it ever had a time where this carbon was kosher and it just got ruined, or whether it never had a time that it was kosher. What does that mean? Ezoi shahaisalah shasa kosher. What is a carbon that had a shasa kosher? Shalana, it was a kosher carbon, but you left it overnight. Shenitma became tame, vishiyatseis went outside of the azara. Vezoi shalo haisalah shasa kosher. What's an example of a carbon that did not have a shasa kosher? There was a problem with the shechita at the very beginning when you shechted it. You were doing a chutz l'zmana, chutz l'mekoma. V'shekiblu psulin as dama. Problem with the kabbalas adam. Someone who's pasul is mekabel the dam. So that never had a shasa kosher. That dam never had a shasa kosher. But if it would have, but having a shasa kosher would be when the psul comes later on, with a psulina, psul tuma, something like that. That happens later on. But either way, the halacha of kibus is a bein shai slash shasa kosher. I'm sorry, the halacha that a psul does not need kibus is regardless of whether it ever was kosher or never was kosher. Either way, pasul carbon does not require kibus. Says Gemara, dam chatos, v'itar achas, the kol chatos, afil chatos of nami. Gemara says, we just said in the Mishnah, all karbanos chatos are subject to this din of kibus begadim. Because Torah achas, alright, it's one Torah for all chatos. So we said, therefore it applies both to chatos chitzonis and chatos pnimios. Good. What about chatos ha'of? Hakum chatos ha'of doesn't have a mitzvah of kibus? Torah achas! Why do we have a brisa that has a pasuk that specifically excludes chatas of from the mitzvah of kibus? I thought Torah achas, that it's got to be one Torah for all kabbarnas chatas. No, for all kabbarnas chatas that get shechted, chatas of does not get shechted. Chatas of doesn't get shechted because it gets a malika rather than shechita. Wait a second. So we know that we have a pasuk that's supposed to be mema'et something, and a pasuk that's marbe something. Again, the primary pasuk about doing the kibus begadim is by chatos achitzonios, right? Which is a behema and it's ne'echal. So which of those two qualities is something that we say is the key quality that requires kibus, and which one is negotiable? Meaning, chatos ha'of is not a behema, but it is ne'echal. Chatos ha'pnimios are behemas, but they're not ne'echal. So how do you know to include chatos pnimios and exclude of? Maybe you should include of and exclude pnimios. So says more Rabbi Rachman of Torres. Torres tells us that pnimios need to be included. Iyachi afilu chatos of nami, so then chatos of should also be included. Miyat Rachman of Zos. We have the miyat of Zos. So then the Gemara asks the kasha I just said a second ago, Mari Isa. How do you know? Good, you have a miyat, you have a riboy. How do you know which one to be mema'it and which one to be marbe? Says the Gemara, you have to look at which one has more in common with the chatos achitzonios. What is more in common, the chatos ha'of or the chatos ha'pnimios? So says the Gemara, Mistavra, the chatos behema pnimios, havle the rabuye. The chatos behema pnimios we should include because they have much more in common with the chatos achitzonios. Namely, shekain, they have the following things in common. First of all, behema. First of all, they're both animals. Second of all, shchitas. They both require shchita rather than Malika. Third, Safon. They're both done in the north. whatever we're up to. Fourth, the Kabbalah's Kli. You have to be Mekabel B'Kli. And also, the Keren, it's done on the blood is put on the Keren. The Etzba, it's put with the finger of the Kohen. The Chuda, it's put on the edge of the Mizbeach. The Ishimen, it's put on the fire. So all those things are things that the Chatos HaPnimios and Chatos HaChitonios have in common, and the Oaf does not have those things in common. Tosus points out that it's not exactly precise when it says Etzba and Chuda as two different things. He says that's really only one thing in common, because it's a machlokas which one it is. Does it need Etzba or does it need Chuda? Mandatana Chuda, Lesle, Mandatana, Demanda Isle Chuda, Lesle Keren, sorry, not Etzba, Chuda and Keren. That if you hold Chuda, you don't hold Keren. If you hold Keren, you don't hold Chuda. So Tosus says, yeah, what it means to say is Keren Lamanda Isle, Vachuda Lamanda Isle. That whichever sheet you want to go, like, it has that issue in common. Still, the issues in common are going to outnumber that which the Chatos HaChitonis has in common with the Chatos HaOf. So says Mar Adrava, Chatos HaOf Avalid Rabuyi, but wait a second. Now that's got plenty in common with Chatos HaOf also. Shekein Chutz Kamosa, Vachila Kamosa, it's brought b'chutz, as opposed to chatos ha-primios, are called primios because it's brought ifnim, and also you could eat both the chatos ha-of and chatos ha-chitonios. You cannot eat the chatos ha-primios. So you see that it's got stuff in common with the oaf as well. It says, we're no hanach nefishin. Yeah, but the chatos ha-chitonios have a lot more in common with the chatos ha-primios than they do with the oaf, and that's the bottom line. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says as follows, Amakra Yochlena Lezu V'lola Acheres, that the Pasuk says, Yochlena, you should eat it, Lezu V'lola Acheres, and we dash in this and not others, meaning that one of the Ne'echalos is where the Pasuk of where the mitzvah of Kibbutz Hadam applies to, not by other Ne'echalos. So that's how we know to exclude Oaf. B'Ne'echalos means there's only one kind of carbon that's Ne'echal, to which we're going to apply the mitzvah of kibbutz hadam. V'ne'echalos mi'et ha'kasuv. V'elo zos lamali. Okay, great. Now what do you need zos for? Meaning zos, we thought, was the exclusionary term. Now you that kept oaf outside of the mitzvah of kibbutz hadam. But now you don't need zos for that, because you have v'ne'echalos, that there's only one ne'echal. So you already have excluded oaf. So what do you need zos for? Ilav zos havamini yachlenu orche dekra. Now I wouldn't have known to make that drasha by yachlen. I would have thought that's just a normal way of the pasuk speaking, that the whole parsha is written in such a lashon that so I would have thought that it's nothing unusual. Kamash malan. That's why it comes to tell me otherwise. Rabba Amar Kra, Rabba has a totally different understanding of the entire sugya. The Gemara's assumption up until this point was that what was the original context of the pasuk that talks about the mitzvah of kibbutz hadam? The context was chatos hachitonios. And then we want to know, okay, how do I know to also include chatos hapnimios? How do I know to exclude oaf? Rabba turns it on its head. He says, no, the original context of the pasuk is chatos hapnimios. How do I know to include chatos hachitzonios is going to be the issue? How do I know to exclude oaf still? Rabba Amar Amar Kra, Asher Yazeh, Bazos HaKasim Medaber, Vatanya Afal Pishen HaKasim Medaver, El Bin Echalos, Le'inyan Mariko Shtifa. I thought we're talking about carbonos that get eaten, not hazaos. No, Mariko Shtifa is the Pasuk talks about both Kibbutz Mariko and Shtifa. The din of Mariko Shtifa, of Kasher and Kalim, that was about chatos hachitzonios. But the din of Kibbutz Begadim, that part is about chatos hapnimios, avlin kibbutz asher yazeksiv. So ihachi echel anechals vechel hapnimios. Wait a second, if that's the case, then instead of the Mishnah saying that both the Ne'echalos and the Pnimios are included, normally you would say that which is more Pashut first. So what it should have said, if the original context of the Pasuk was about the Pnimios, shouldn't have said Echel Ne'echalos Echel Pnimios, Echel Pnimios Echel Ne'echalos Mibayalei. It should have reversed it. It should have said Echel Ne'echalos Echel Pnimios, because the Ne'echalos are that which is more Pashut. That's a question. Do we always say that which is more Pashut first? In Mesechus the Gemara has the opposite, that which is less Pashut comes first. So Tosov there deals with when we would say that which is more Pashut comes first. So Tos says, whenever we're dealing with a din that's mavur in a pasuk or a din that's mentioned just previously, the Tana always chooses that which is more pashut first. That we say just like that was pashut that the din is this way, so too by something else. But something that's not clear in a pasuk or to machlokas that we had just mentioned earlier in that gemara, sometimes the Tana will be so excited about a chiddush that it'll mention the more mechudosh first. That's the Gedder Tos says. Whenever it's based on a pasuk or something we were just talking about, so then we're always going to talk about the more pashut first. So bottom line is, the Gemara says, so if Pnimios is the original source in the pasuk, it should have said Echra Pnimios Vechra Nachalos. So it says Gemara Tani Echra Pnimios Vechra Nachalos. Okay, so change it, make it conform to our rule. Why is Chatasov excluded? So Miyat Rechman of Zos. There's a Miyat of Zos. Ihachi Chitzon and Amilo. Well, then Zos should exclude Chitzon also. Riba Rechman of Torah. No, but Torah is inclusionary. Umari Isa, again, the same discussion except a different starting point. How do you know if Chatos HaPnimios or what the Pasuk was about, how do you know to include Chatos HaChitonios, exclude Ophos? Maybe it should be the reverse. So Mestar V'Chatos Behem HaValei L'Rabuye. No, makes sense to be Mar B'Chatos Behem HaShakim. We already went through the list of all things it has in common. Now this list of things in common is going to be different, because now we're comparing Chatos HaPnimios to Of, not Chatos HaChitonios to Of. So what do they have in common? Hazah! Yeah, but there are a lot more things in common between the Chatos HaPnimios and Chatos HaChitonios. Boy, Rabbi Yavin, following Shaila. Chatos HaOf Shichnas Dam B'Tzavar B'Fnei Mahu. What if the Chatos HaOf, the blood came in the neck? What's the din if the blood comes in the neck of the animal? Tzavar k'klisharis dami umifsel, is the tzavar considered like a klisharis and therefore it becomes pasul? Odilma k'tzavar behema midama amrachman of a lobasara, or maybe it doesn't have a din of a klisharis and therefore it's going to be kosher. So tashma. So let's bring a raya. What if the animal is still jumping around and it's nichnas lufnim and then it comes back out? So then it's going to be kosher. Sounds like it, because it did it on its own. Ha-hichnisa psula. If you brought it in, even though the blood only came in the neck of the animal, but you brought it in, and then that it would be pasul. So it sounds like it has a din of a klisharis. L'taymech, he says, no, if you're going to make that kind of din, gabe kachi kachim, dekatani pirchus of yasal adarim, v'chazrak sheira, that kachi kachim that jumps to the south and comes back, that it's kosher, ho'tzia psula, but if you bring it to the south, it's going to be pasul. That's ridiculous. There's no such diuk. El ha yatzal l'chutz, it's srichalei. No, it's coming to tell me a chiddush about yatzal l'chutz. Hachanam, yatzal l'chutz, it's srichalei. The chiddush is that even though it went out, it's not going to be pasul. It has nothing to do with if it went on its own or you brought it. No, the chiddush is yatzal l'chutz is the din that we are trying to be mechadish. Okay, let's stop.